Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvater.
Iman Agai is a serial entrepreneur, international speaker, and number one best-selling author. He's known as the founder of Success Road Academy and has created over 50 courses that help coaches, authors, speakers, and entrepreneurs grow their business aligned with their life purpose. His most popular course, Ultimate Course Formula, is for coaches, authors, speakers, and consultants who want to make a difference in the world. Iman, I am so excited to have you on the Soar to Success podcast with me today. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm super excited to be here with you and your audience.
So one of the things I always like to start with is finding out a little bit about what you do, but more importantly, why, the why behind what you do.
That is a great question, but I start with why first, and then I get to the what of it. For many, many years, I've been looking at, I was looking at people like Brian Tracy, Tony Robbins, Oprah. People are making a big difference in other people's lives, and at the same time had a very successful business for themselves. And I knew that I have a great message, great knowledge that can make a difference in people's lives. I wanted to do the exact same thing for myself. I wanted to build a successful business for myself while I'm helping others. And I didn't know how to do it. After several years, I realized the way that I want to do this is by empowering people who can make a difference in other people's lives to have the tools and the knowledge to be able to do it. At the time, I was a new immigrant in Canada, and I couldn't speak English properly. I didn't have any family or friends or network. And I ended up with having a web design company because that was the way that I could make money and could begin with something, right?
Yes.
As my web design business was getting a little bit more successful, and we just crossed six figures in income and all those things, one morning I woke up and I realized I am bleeding internally. And I was rushed to the hospital where doctors realized I've lost 60% of my blood.
Oh my gosh.
Technically, they said, you're bleeding so fast that we can't even perform a surgery to stop the bleeding because you don't have enough blood to survive the surgery. And so all we can do at this point is give you some blood transfusion and hope for the best that the transfusion will be faster than the blood that you're losing. And well, good luck. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Oh, great.
And in a matter of a few hours, I found myself on my deathbed.
Wow.
Counting seconds to see what happens. I was lying on my deathbed. I started thinking about how I lived. And I realized to that point of my life, I was always alive, but I never lived. I never lived through to my heart. I never lived through to my passion. I never lived through to what I wanted to do. That night, I said, if I ever survive my deathbed, I'm going to be on my path to make an impact in people's lives and do what I wanted always to do. I got lucky. My bleeding stopped on its own, just out of nowhere. I had to give it five bags of blood transfusion. Long story short, 10 days later, the night before my 27th birthday, I was released from the hospital. It just so happened to feel like this is a gift. Like, this is the best birthday gift I've been given. Not coming out of hospital, but getting a second chance in life. At that point, I dropped my web design and SEO company in a kind of pretty much in the night. And I started working with people who could make the biggest difference in people's lives. And I started thinking about, like, who are those people? I realized there are so many people that can help people with their life, but there is a very special group of people that make a lasting impact in their lives. And they're usually coaches, authors, speakers, program leaders, people who can work with people and make a lasting impact. There are many of them are healthcare practitioners who are sharing that knowledge and information with others. And I said, okay, these are the people that I want to make an impact because I want to make an impact in the lives of 100 million people. And I can't do that alone. The only way I can do this is helping 10,000 of these experts to help 10,000 people each at a much deeper level. That's how I got on my path. And starting in 2015, I'd created so many different courses to that point. And I realized one of the best things I do is my method on how I create courses for myself. And I said, maybe I should focus on this one thing and teach people how to create and launch online courses. In 2015, I created a method called the Ultimate Course Formula, which teaches people how to create and sell online courses. And I started teaching people one by one, and 3,000 students later, that's what I'm most known for. Now, as I started teaching that more often and to more and more people, I obviously the business grew, and I started investing in other businesses that are supplementary to this business. So I'm part owner of JV Insider Circle, which is one of the largest joint venture network for coaches, authors, speakers, program leaders. And I started a charity with a partner that we help people who need a second chance in life. Back into my life, that I need a second chance. I got lucky. I got a second chance. But I realized there are many, many, many people that, for whatever reason, need a second chance in life. And many of them need to learn some skills to be able to follow that dream. Mm-hmm. And so we started a not-for-profit organization. Actually, it's a registered charity to help people with learning those entrepreneurial skills. That's focused on a very specific particular group of members of our community. Generally, people who are in recovery or people who have just come out of the correction services and really need some big support. And then I invest on some medical companies or technology companies and helping them to bring that, the tools that they need to make a difference in people's lives. So kind of that's the why. But then, as I said, most people know me as teaching people how to create and sell online courses, which is my foundation signature course. That's what actually my book is on. One of my books is on that. And it's been in the top 100 entrepreneurial books in the world for the past, I think, year, every day. And yeah, that's pretty much. I think that would be in a very simple, as fast as I can explain.
And so what's the name of your book?
Ultimate Course Formula.
Oh, so it's the same as the online course. Yes.
Right. Ultimate Course Formula, how to create and sell online courses in 60 days or less.
Yeah, right. And so let's talk about creating online courses, because it seems like ever since COVID-19 came along, everybody and their brother decided, oh my gosh, I need an online course and I'm going to create something right now. And so what do you think is going to happen with online courses? Do you think there's going to become a glut in the marketplace or what?
The world of online courses have been growing really fast for the past decades. Like, it's not something that just began for the past, actually, two decades. Online courses have been growing really fast. Yeah. And when the COVID hit, kind of more people realized that they really need to create and launch their online courses. But there is very different definitions of online courses, what that means, and there are different types of online courses that the more people learn about this, the better it is for them. Many people think that an online course is all about knowledge. So you deliver an online course because you want people to get some knowledge. And definitely those are some types of online courses. There are recorded videos, recorded audios, recorded stuff. But that's not all online courses are about. We need to remember that knowledge doesn't change people's lives necessarily. Yeah, right. It's the accountability and the support that changes people's lives. Mm-hmm. And yes, some recorded videos and some PDFs might be able to give people some information. But to make a lasting impact in a person's life, you need to give them support to be able to implement what they learn and bring it to life, and you need to give them accountability. Mm-hmm. So I want you to think, like, the way that I always talk about it is that, think about it this way. An online course that is just recorded videos, audios, and anything like that is like a book. Mm-hmm. And it has the value of the price of a book. Like, a book is what, $20, $25, maybe $30, maybe a Kindle book is $1, maybe four, like, I mean, like, right? That's because that's just knowledge, okay? But then with the online courses, we have this opportunity that beside the knowledge, we provide people support. And then now you're looking at a program that is giving people knowledge, but is taking their hand and walking them every step of the way and give them the support to get results. So that's the time that those markets usually are, at least at this point, the way that I'm looking at it, won't get saturated. Like, yes, maybe the knowledge, maybe in terms of information, the market can get saturated. But in terms of accountability and support, there are so many people who just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Or don't know how to do it. They know theories, but they are not really implementing it in the world. Yeah. So I always tell people, if you're a person who can take other people's hand and help them to actually get results, you can create a level of course that we call it the qualified courses. Mm-hmm. Qualified courses are courses between $500 to $2,000. They're between 6 to 8 weeks generally. And they help people within that 6 to 8 weeks to get a certain type of result.
Yeah.
You give people the support, you give them accountability. And then that also creates the foundation that what happens after this person got results from point A and went to point B. Is there a point C? Is there a point D? Is there a point E? Right? So it's a further place the person wants to go. And can you offer them a roadmap to go to those levels? And those type of courses, we call them the committed courses, which are courses that are for committed people. They're generally over $2,000, generally 5K, 10K, 15K. They are a year-long program because it takes a year at least, like maybe 6 months, maybe a year, for many people to make a lasting, to get a lasting results and change their behaviors and change their habits and learn everything they need to learn to be able to get there. So yes, when we talk about online courses, there might be some saturation, and there might not be, but in the world of $20, $30, $40 knowledge-based courses, but the courses that are about accountability and support that help people to get certain type of result, give them the right accountability, or in terms of higher-end packages, those type of things have been happening for a very long time. I mean, like, all of us are used to consultants, all of us used to high-end coaches, high-end mentors, and now it's just digital, which makes it much easier to deliver, and it gets much easier to get results for people. So that's a big mindset shift that every time I talk about online courses, I want people to have. The online course is not just about a $20 recorded video.
Yeah, right. So those are the courses that you always hear those statistics about 80% of the people never complete the course, right? And they even might be more expensive courses, but if they don't have the accountability and support, then it's much more likely the people won't finish them.
Exactly. You got it.
Yeah. And so can you give us a tip or two about getting ready to launch a course? So let's say we have created something and it's got the support and accountability in it. Then how do we go about making sure we have a successful launch for it?
That is actually a great question. Now we have an 8-step formula for that, obviously, the ultimate course formula, right? And one of the things I would like to gift to our audience here is our 90-minute webinar training that it actually walks people through the exact 8 steps every step of the way, what it is that they need to do, what's step one, what's step two, step three, step four. But one of the best things that you want to do in a course is that you always want to sell the course first before you start recording it. There are so many reasons for it. Many people actually in the mindset get this wrong. They think that we just want to do this because of money. Yeah. But there is actually far more reasons. There's actually educational reasons for it. When you teach a course on your own without having a live audience, you may teach based on what you think is the best, but not what the audience needs to learn or can learn that way.
Yes.
So you always want to teach the course with having live audience members. And at the end of the course, you want to get feedback. At the end of each session, you want to get feedback. And you want to make sure that they understood the things that you were sharing. They are not, there's not any misunderstanding or anything like that. And if there is, you want to understand what those misunderstandings are. You want to improve it. And then you want to teach again and again, right?
Yes.
So with a person sitting just around the corner and just try to figure out everything on their own, that would never create an amazing course. And many people are perfectionists and want to have the perfect course before they ever launch the very first video. And guess what? That course is perfect, but it's only perfect to you.
Yeah.
It's not perfect to the rest of the world, right? A logo that looks good to you only looks good to you. It doesn't look good to everyone. The content, the way that you structure it may look good to you, but may not look good to your students. So what you want to do, it's a process. On step one, you want to make sure that first of all, you have a course that has a perfect topic and the target market and is very specific. Mm-hmm. You don't want to teach a course on health. You want to teach a course on a specific type of back pain.
Yeah.
Why? Because a generic course on health can be just a YouTube video.
Yeah.
That's not worth creating.
Yeah.
But a special course on a special type of back pain and how to strengthen certain type of muscles and walking people through a journey to strengthen those muscles and decrease their inflammation for that particular reason, that is a course. Mm-hmm. Because it's not just about some generic theoretical ideas. It's about a particular result that the person needs to get. And you say, day one, here is what we're going to do. Day two, here is what we're going to do. And then you walk people through that process, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you want to make sure, step one, you want to make sure that you have a very particular topic. You focus on one thing as opposed to teaching theory. You want to teach results. Number two, step two, we go and find 8 to 20 people within that market and ask them something that we call the Iman's 8 golden questions. So there are 8 particular questions that we ask them about their challenges, about their fears, about their frustrations, about what they want to learn, and about the package that they would like to see this to be delivered in, right?
Yeah.
So these are very particular questions. It takes me about 10 minutes, 20 minutes to explain that. So I'm not going to teach it here because obviously, we're going to give people the 90-minute training, so they're going to get all that training in that part, right?
Yeah.
So, but then there's very particular 8 questions. You ask those 8 questions, and then you know exactly what it is that people want, and based on that, you create something called a course one-pager, which includes the structure of the course, but you don't go teach the course. What you do, you go back to these 8 to 20 people, and you say, hey, based on the conversation that we had, I created this course. Is this course aligned with what you want? And they look at it, they say, yes, that's totally aligned. Mm-hmm. And you say, would you like to be one of my first students? I'm about to start teaching it live on this date every week, 1 hour. Would you like to be one of the people who goes through this course? Here is some discount for being the first student. And then you get students. And then, now that you have students, is a course that people want to buy. Now that you know what it is they want to buy, now that you know what it is they want to learn, then you go teach one session a week. You teach session one, and then you ask them at the end, how was the session? How can I improve it? What did you like about it? They give you feedback, okay? And they know that they are going through the course. So you don't lie to them. You just tell them outright, this is the first time I'm teaching it, and that's why you're getting discount. Yeah. You're getting that discount to give me feedback.
Yeah, right.
And so now people create that course with you. Now you have the perfect course.
Yeah. Right.
Now sometimes you're teaching it, and you realize this course was not the course you wanted to teach. It's like, as you're teaching it, you realize people are dealing with so much more challenges than you originally thought. Mm-hmm. You realize maybe you need to create a more basic course. You see, without teaching the course live, it's impossible to understand this. Without teaching a basic course, without teaching the course live, you may get like just a 3-star rating. But what does that mean? You may get a 4-star rating, but what does that mean? How can you improve this? You may get 5-star rating, but sure. But what's next? You would never know unless you're teaching your life for the first time, get experience, and then now you can go and record that course. I taught Ultimate Course Formula for 2.5 years live before I create a recorded version of it. So I taught the course for 8 weeks, 3 times a year, and all the students going through the course, every time I learned how I can improve it, how I can improve it. Generated me millions of dollars while I was doing it. Yeah. And then I mastered it, I optimized it, I made it the best model for our students. And then I said, now I can go and record this. I recorded this, then I transcribed the course and made it into a book. So many people ask me, Iman, all your knowledge is in the book. Aren't you scared of people not wanting to buy the course? I said, no. Because how many times have you bought a book and left it on your bookshelf?
Yes, right.
And you never opened it, right? The person who wants to buy a book just buys a book. How many times have you read a book to the end and never took action on it? Right? The book is just knowledge.
Right.
And that's all it's worth, just knowledge. What gives people results is accountability and support. So when people are buying my course, they are buying it because they want to get results. They don't want to just get a book and just say, yeah, my problems are. No, it's not. You need to get accountability and support. Accountability and support costs us money and is expensive and gets you results, but it's worth it. So you go through that and then you launch your course, same as over 3,000 of our students who have created and launched their course with this model. And that's exactly what I want to say. So many times people say, Iman, but that doesn't work for me or my target market. And I always tell them, I've trained 3,000 people how to do this.
Yeah, right.
And they've done it successfully. I bet you, no matter what target market you have, no matter what topic you have, I had a student in the past who did this successfully. Stop questioning the method, start going do the work and get the results. Because honestly, here's the thing. There are so many people out there in this world that need your knowledge, need your message. And they are waiting for you to start sharing your knowledge and message.
I agree with that totally.
And sometimes people say, but there are so many other people who are doing this. And I say, I get it. In any niche market, any target market, any topic you go, there is probably a course or two or 5 or 10 or 20 or 100 courses out there. But people have different learning experience. They have different learning method. They have different learning structure. You know how many people have online course creation courses in the world? Think about this. If you think you have competitors, think about me. I have the most advanced online marketers in the world as my competitors in a way, because all my competitors are teaching people how to do this properly, right?
Yeah, right.
And yet, my courses sell, their courses sell, all of our courses sell. Why? Because some people learn from me, some people learn from another person, and we collaborate with each other. I have other online course creators that I told them, hey, you know, if you promoted your course for 2 or 3 times, and this person is not buying from you, send them to me. Because there is a chance that they resonate with my message, but they're not resonating with your message.
Yeah.
So you are teaching online course creation, but you have a different method. I have a different method. There is a chance somebody listens to me and says, Iman, come on, I want to create a $90 course. I want to create a $7 course. And no, your model doesn't work for me. I'm like, I totally understand. I'm not the best person to teach you that.
Yeah.
So I'll send you to a friend of mine who teaches people how to sell on Udemy.
Yeah.
You can go and learn how to sell on Udemy.
Yes.
You will not be able to create courses the way that we teach or at the price point or the life-changing impact that's ours. But it teaches you what you want to learn at that point,
yeah.
Right? So we collaborate with each other. We support each other because there are a lot of different things to be done in this market for many different people.
Yeah.
Remember this, there are hundreds of people out there that need your knowledge, need your message, need the thing that you are teaching, and they might be aligned with your teaching style. Holding back because one other person is doing it is not the reason.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So get over that. Start taking action. Start sharing your knowledge.
Yeah, that is such great advice.
You don't know if it's going to be the best course. And then people say, oh, I've been doing this for 25 years. Yes, but have you been teaching it online in shape of a course?
Yeah.
No, I've been doing it. Okay, it's a different platform.
Yeah.
Are the people buying from you or the people who don't know you at all? No, they've been knowing me for the past 5 years. Like, that's different.
Yeah.
The whole thing is different. So anyway, so you, and then you want to make sure, and we always say that, like, I mean, like, we have $500 courses that we sell in advance. We have $97 courses that we sell in advance. We have $10,000 courses that we sell in advance. I'm actually going to share three rules of entrepreneurship, if that's okay with you, because that becomes very important here. Okay. There are three rules, right? We call this entrepreneurship rules. And that's actually one of the names that one of my students put in entrepreneurship rules. Technically, I used to call them entrepreneurship rules of Iman, right? So that's my rules for my students, the way that we run companies. So the first rule is this. The biggest mistake you can make as an entrepreneur is not to make money today. I'm not talking about old money. What's old money? Let's say, for example, a person is making $500,000 per year. So every day they're generating about $1,500. Okay. Sure. That's not new money. That's all. That's the money that you would make anyways. What's the new way that you are working on to generate income? Why does it matter? Because sometimes there's some stuff that works is stop working.
Yeah.
So you need constantly to have new ways, new models to be able to generate income while you're making the old money. Now, some people are making zero. And then the next day, and then the next day, and then the next day, they're not on any path to be able to get them on generating income fast. And that's the first thing you want to know, that the biggest mistake you make is not generating money. Okay. Now, that goes hand in hand with the second rule. The second rule is your number one responsibility as an entrepreneur is to serve your customers with excellence. Meaning that, yes, you are supposed to sell this course, but you got to make sure that when those people are taking action on that course, you're serving them with excellence. If you teach them for 6 weeks, you gotta make sure that you taught them proper things. If not, you gotta make sure you go and fix it. So sometimes people say, Iman, how do I know the first time I serve them with excellence? Ask them at the end of the class, hey, was this class great? They're like, yeah, you know, it could be better. How can I improve it? This is the way to improve it. Okay, so what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna add an extra session to your program to make sure that I'm serving you with excellence. In fact, in anybody's business, things go wrong, right? So a few months back, we sold a $10,000 program that was pre-sold. Like, we pre-sold that $10,000 program, and the program included 8 group coaching calls, okay? Yeah. And when the students finished the class after the 8 sessions, they came back, one of them made a list of things that she thought she was going to receive and made a list of things that she received and sent it to me. Okay, I was not teaching that course. One of my mentors was teaching the course. She sent it to me as the owner of the company. I reviewed her email. I tested it against what was actually taught, right, in the class. I realized she's actually right. There were certain things that was not taught. So I booked an extra day of training. That was not part of their package. We messaged all of them privately, or like one-on-one. I said, hey, you know, we realized that there was some stuff that was supposed to be delivered to you. We did not. So we're going to deliver this on this date. In case you happen to miss this date because it's on short notice, we are recording it and we're going to send you an email with all the links, everything. And I sat there and taught the entire course, the part that was missing. And everybody at the end were like, we really appreciate this. We really appreciate the fact that you took the time, you came, you taught the course. Now we feel the course is complete. I'm like, okay, that's fantastic. And now let us give you extra support to make sure that we are supporting you to make sure that you get results. So yes, number one is not making, is the biggest mistake you can make is not generating money. Number two, that goes hand in hand, is your number one responsibility is to serve these customers with excellence and making sure that you're in common communication and you work with them and you get them results. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, number three is this. Your number one job as an entrepreneur is to create systems in your business. Now, what does that mean? What's the difference between your number one job and number one responsibility? They're very different from each other. As the owner of the business, I am responsible for the actions of my team members, but their job is not my job. My job is not responding to people's emails. My job is not checking our Facebook group. My job is not teaching many of the classes. I own the company. I am responsible to serve them with excellence through my team or through my action. Okay? But it's not my job. However, every day I come to this business and I have a job here. And my job here is to create systems. So I can create that system and I can give it to another team member, or we can create an automated system so that system can keep continuing working. So my job is creating systems and optimizing those systems. Okay. My responsibility is the whole company serve the clients with excellence. And the biggest mistake I can make is I come to work today and not make money. And it's not about every day, it's about like on average, generally, like every day, you are working toward growing your business, you are working toward expanding and serving more people. Yeah. Remember, money is just a byproduct. We talk about money because money is something that is can be measured, okay? But when we say the biggest mistake is not making money, means that when you make money today, means that you brought on a new client or you helped an existing client to go to the next level. So money is a measurement, is a byproduct of your impact. Now, if you see your work this way, that money is just a byproduct of the impact you are making, then that's the time that you can grow. And remember, the money is just an amplifier. Money is just an amplifier, meaning that the more money you have, the more money you can reinvest, the more team members you can hire, the more ads you can buy, the more and the more money you reinvest in the business, the bigger your business becomes, the bigger your impact becomes. Then going back again to the course, it's totally okay if you pre-sell the course. If you remember, your responsibility is also to serve your customers with excellence. Now, there is a model, there is a system to do this. There's a step-by-step process to make sure that you get the best results, which we're going to give you at the end. You can study that. But the biggest part is to remember that you don't need to reinvent the wheel. You just need to remember that you are serving your people with excellence, helping them to get results. And if you keep that in mind, then you're good. You're on the right path. You may fail. I mean, like all of us fail, but you're on the right path because the day after you failed, you get up, you keep doing, you learn from that failure and you improve and you get better and better.
Yeah. So how can people access your webinar?
For the webinar, you can go to ultimatecourseformula.com. It's an automated training. Lots of people actually, when it comes to this, they say, oh, I have a live training coming up. It's not live. It's an automated training, but it feels live, right? So any day you go to the landing page, it shows that tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., there is that webinar. So go there, sign up for it. The reason we do it that way is that you can dedicate the time to actually show up and go through the training. So book about 90 minutes on your calendar and go ahead and plan to be there, show up at the meeting, and then they go through the 8-step process. It teaches you exactly every step that you need to know about creating and selling online courses. At the end of it, obviously, it invites you, if you want to work and get support, to go ahead and apply and join our program. But if you don't, that's totally fine. You get the 8-step process on how to create and sell online courses.
Yeah, great. And is there any other way that people could connect with you, like LinkedIn or a different website or anything, to learn more about you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the best places that you can go is go to imanagai.com. That's my name. Also successroadacademy.com, which is the company that we teach Ultimate Course Formula from. Either successroadacademy.com or imanagai.com. And You will find lots of stuff. You can contact me. There's all my social media links there, my YouTube channel. There's a ton of training there. Anyways, there is a ton of stuff that you can get through imanaguide.com.
Yeah, perfect. Well, thank you so much for being with me today. I really appreciate it. I know our audience is going to get all kinds of information from all the great tidbits that you gave us today.
Perfect. Thank you very much for having me. I'm very excited for seeing all your audience members somewhere, either in a live event, in an online event, or just seeing their comments on my book.
Yes. Excellent. Great. Well, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit soartosuccessmagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.